Robin McCarron. Jeff Hawkins.
Is it? Can it be? It is! The phenomenal one is here! AJ Styles!
Oh my God!
You're listening to Shake Them Ropes with Rob McCarron and Jeff Hawkins.
It has been rumored for weeks that the hottest free agent in sports entertainment was heading to WWE. Styles is here!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Shake Them Ropes, episode 130. We are live on YouTube, and hopefully all is going well. We'll check and see. I see some weird bars going on, so I don't know if we're fully going the correct way, but hey, I set everything up. Hopefully it's all going properly how it should. If not, we will have Jeff talk while I fix. But we shall see. We are here live. I'm going to mute this here and see what's going on. But I want to go into the chat room. Thanks, everybody, for being in the chat here live on YouTube, the Voices of Wrestling YouTube page. I'm already getting whoa audios. I don't know. I made this brand new AJ entrance, and I can't even play it on the live show. We did this live show the other day, last Monday, and it was perfect. So I don't know what happened, but Jeff, how are you?
Rob, I wiped my whole computer out. You're having problems with audio. We're just a hot mess today.
So. Yeah, we're a hot mess. We're a hot mess. See, what I'm seeing is the left channel is going way high. The right channel is not going at all. So I don't know exactly what that means, but I'm not a big fan of the audio not working properly. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go to the audio here, and I think I'm playing both audios at the same time.
Okay.
So change audio source. I'm going to go to this one. How is this? Is this better? Talk, Jeff.
It sounds good to me.
Does it sound good to you? Does it sound good to you? All right, good. All right, well, what are you going to do? I'm glad it sounds good to you. But yeah, if you let us know what's going on in the chat room. But I want to thank everybody for joining us here after the WWE Royal Rumble match going on right now. It ended, obviously, but the hype
kind
is still
like that Kevin Owens thing at NXT.
The hype is still the hype is still going on right now. Jeff, we'll get into the big topics of this Royal Rumble. We'll get into the big news. A lot of stuff happened. Your overall thoughts on the show as a whole this year?
Better than last year. Yeah, I thought. Still some issues with the Rumble a bit, but overall fairly fun show, I thought. No major complaints. Maybe a little disappointed in the Divas match a little bit. Okay. In terms of how they did that, but overall, I mean, the Rumble's always gonna be fun in some ways, so I overall they got the stories across that you thought they were gonna get across in the Rumble, and they did.
Yeah. Jeff is coming. Jeff, you may notice a little bit different setup right now for Jeff.
Yeah.
We've tried to improve his setup a little bit. we worked all day. Jeff worked all day on it.
I worked all day. Yes.
And those darn updates.
I downloaded El Capitan onto my Mac and it can't exactly El Capitan. So I had to go downgrade in some way and my time machine was corrupted.
Yeah.
And so then I just decided to do a clean wipe, and I'll load Yosemite on there. Well, I couldn't load Yosemite on there without Snow Leopard, and I don't have Snow Leopard. So tomorrow I'm getting Snow Leopard, and then I'll have my nice new setup with my nice new microphone and my nice new camera, and we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we will do it, and we will try to see how this goes for just a moment, but. Yeah, it's what are you going to do? I mean, we're trying to make this better for everybody that's watching live on the YouTube stream. Like, I want this to be a show that that you can come to after pay-per-views and kind of vent either frustrations or praise what you liked about this show. So I'm trying to do it well for everybody, but we're having some growing pains. Your audio seems to be doing great. I don't know what on earth is going on with mine, at least through the YouTube. I have no idea what's happening there, but hopefully we can see what's going on. But yeah, let's talk. I mean, obviously by the intro on the show, AJ Styles has debuted for WWE. He was the number third entrant in the Royal Rumble match. Before we go match by match on this show, see what you thought about it. AJ Styles in WWE.
Yeah. It was interesting, I thought, because my first response, if I hadn't heard the intro, I said, well, I can't wait to see AJ on the TNA tapings this next week, because oddly enough, you know, I liked AJ in the Rumble. They let him go a long time, but they never let him hit the Styles Clash. They never let him get a lot of offense at one time. He got an offense here and there. So I found that kind of...
All right, I'll disagree right there with anyone who's thinking, I can't believe he didn't hit the Clash. I can't believe people didn't need the Clash this first night in. They know who AJ Styles was. They were reacting to the Pele kick, some of the other signature spots. When he finally hits the Styles Clash in WWE, which may be his first pay-per-view match, maybe it'll be on Raw tomorrow. Maybe AJ wrestles on Raw tomorrow. When AJ finally hits the Styles Clash now, let's look at building up a cool moment for AJ. We got the debut out of the way. Let's wait for the Styles Clash, because that will be cool moment number two. Oh my God, he hit the Styles Clash here in WWE. The Faith Breaker is back in WWE.
You know what? I'm going to recant, because I just realized they did the same thing with Itami and the GTS.
Yeah,
same thing. I mean, yeah, I guess they could do that. I think I may have been expecting him to look a little bit stronger than he did, maybe. I think that might be my only nitpick, but overall, you know what? I mean... They put him over pretty well as lasting a long time, so you can't complain about that for a new guy.
And
he's AJ Styles in WWE. He's not Allen.
He's AJ Styles. I mean, he owns the name. If you're going to bring him in, this guy's probably not going to be around for 5-6 years. So, you know, why not? And everyone knows him as AJ.
I like the interplay with Owens. I thought they were setting something up with him and Owens, but then Zayn came in, so maybe it's going to be a multi-person thing at WrestleMania.
Yeah, the three of them. Another surprise, Sami Zayn entering the Royal Rumble. And Kevin Owens, some of those coolest moments of this year's Rumble were the big exchanges of right hands between Kevin Owens and AJ Styles, and then Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn eliminating Owens. Owens eliminating AJ Styles. So you could have a couple of different things happening here in the Royal Rumble and future of WWE. So there's a lot of different opportunities available here. What do you make of the Bray Wyatt family? The Wyatt family comes in. They dominate like they had kind of build up to. They get Brock Lesnar out of the Royal Rumble. Are you doubling down? Because I'm doubling down on the fact that Brock versus Bray is probably the fast lane match. Is there any more hype now that Bray or some type of Wyatt combination could be facing Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania? And go ahead and talk for a bit while I try and fix this audio.
I think they may do something where they do a one-on-one Bray versus Brock at Fastlane, and then the family comes in and beats him up, and that sets up a multi-man thing at WrestleMania. They certainly were building something with Braun and Brock there. So I don't think this is just going to be a 1 month and done blow off of any kind, especially with the amount of interplay that he and Braun had there. So I would fully suspect that this is going to be going on for at least 2 months in some way. And I don't think we're going to have a resolution at Fastlane unless they have some other plan in mind. I don't think they do, because I thought, if that Jericho thing that I thought might have paid off from Raw was going to happen, they would have done it in the Rumble.
Yeah, I could see something with the Wyatt family, but I'm thinking Fastlane is going to have a lot of these matches that we expect on it. Again, thank you everyone who's watching the live stream here on the Voices of Wrestling YouTube. Please like, subscribe if you are not a subscriber, if you're the first time checking this out, and if hopefully the audio and video is working for you all. We have quite a bit more viewers live than we normally do, so I don't know if it's maybe just YouTube kind of getting you in the stream there, but hopefully it is working okay for you on your end. And thank you all for joining us. If you do have a question or something you want read on the air, please tweet us at Shake Them Ropes, because that's what I will be checking, because the chat room is pretty busy. I appreciate it, but I may not be able to make or read every single message in the chat room tonight. So I want to make sure I can get to as much as possible. So please do tweet us at Shake Them Ropes. A lot of feedback coming in on the show. We're going to go match by match on this show. Did you watch the pre-show match?
I did.
Yeah. The pre-show match was the four-way tag to get into the Royal Rumble. Mark Henry and Jack Swagger, obviously they were in the Rumble. They won that four-way tag. The crowd going nuts for Damian Sandow. Is it going to be a while before we see Damian Sandow on WWE TV again, or could this finally be? I know he was on SmackDown a week or 2 weeks ago, randomly. Is Damian Sandow going to come back? He tanned up. He was ready for this show. Is Damian going to be on Raw tomorrow?
You knew I was going to go there, right? He'll be on Raw tomorrow losing, I think.
Losing?
Okay. Yeah, probably. He'll probably lose to someone like Owens or something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought you were going to set me up for that. When's the next time we're going to see Damian Sandow? I was going to go tomorrow. Mark Henry in there for the big guy elimination, because that's what they were doing with Braun. I mean, Braun eliminated all the heavy hitters for the most part tonight.
Yeah.
Mark Henry, Big Show, Kane, etc. And then poor Jack Swagger. God, he just looked terrible. I mean, or he was made to look terrible. He personally was fine, but it's just a shame that so much athletic potential and he's a geek.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, he got a win at least on the show.
Yeah.
The feedback is coming in. Whoever laid that match out deserves a raise. Compelling first, second, and third acts. They can make feuds off of this.
Yeah.
I haven't really seen the Twitter feedback very much on this show. So we're going into this show with my thoughts. We're going in with your thoughts, because at least during the Royal Rumble match, I was tweeting a couple of times, but I wasn't looking at what was going on Twitter. As far as the Rumble match itself, I thought pretty positive. You had the big surprise of AJ Styles. You had Sami Zayn going into the match. You had Kevin Owens looking pretty good in the match for what it was. I mean, not expecting those guys to win. No number 31. Triple H just came out as number 30, and he is, if you did not see it, your new WWE World Heavyweight Champion, and it looks like we are indeed going to Reigns versus Triple H, most likely at WrestleMania. Now, the question is, at Fastlane, does Roman Reigns beat Brock Lesnar to get to Triple H at WrestleMania, or is Brock now out of the title picture for the time being?
Ooh, that's a good one. I was going to make a comment about the Rumble, but yeah, no, as to your question, I think he's out for right now.
Okay.
You know what I could see?
What?
They put Roman and Brock in Fastlane.
Okay.
And the Wyatts come in and ruin it.
Yeah.
For Brock, and maybe the League of Nations ruin it for Roman at some point. And then, you know, it's just kind of a beat down of both of them. And then they go their separate ways for WrestleMania. But I'll tell you this much. They were smart in this Rumble. I agree with the commenter. They anticipated the booing of Roman and the cheering of Hunter. And in order to get Hunter back as a heel, they eliminated the one guy that was left that would have made people hate him, and that was Dean Ambrose. Was smart.
That's right. I thought the match was very well laid out. I thought there was a lot of good to it. Why local desktop presenter? I don't want the audio there. Let me see if that does anything at all. No, it does not. I don't know what's happening. I just want that one audio bit to go in. But what are you going to do? How about that? No, that didn't work. Ooh, live on the air, everybody. What are you going to do? I don't know what's going on. So I tweeted out.
We'll talk.
I drove to Chicago yesterday for a family thing and then came back today. Got blitzed yesterday. Started drinking at about 6 p.m. today when I got back. My girlfriend's grandfather got me this nice little cup. You can't see it because your picture, you can't see me.
Right.
This is supposed to keep your beverages cool. You don't need ice or anything like that.
Is it a little metal holder for a can? Oh yeah, my brother got.
It's not for a can. You just put the beverage in the cup. I've seen the metal things for the cans too. Those are cool. But excuse me. Sorry. Maybe that's why the audio's bad.
Okay.
I probably have not done something that I should have done. So I apologize in advance, but I was coming off of a cold and I had, you know, I was, you know, yeah.
Don't drink and do radio, kids.
Don't, because I am. And it's sixth, I think. But it's cool. I mean, it's been 3 hours where it's just nice, cool, and collected. But yeah, your pre-show winners, Mark Henry, Jack Swagger. They built it up like Mark Henry could be in the Rumble for the final time. He did not make it last. He got out pretty quickly in the Rumble match. Your opener was the last man standing, Dean Ambrose, Kevin Owens. Wow. What a match this one was.
Great. Loved this match. Loved every bit of it. Really, really fun wonder type of match. You wonder why these guys kill themselves for something like this, but at the same time, Rumble is a big show. And both guys delivered. This was my favorite match of the night, to be honest with you. I hope it was everybody's, but you know, people have different tastes.
Brian on the chat room says, my favorite part of these streams is how Rob looks like a respectable professional broadcaster while Jeff looks like a bum in a Starbucks.
Yeah, well, I'd look like a professional broadcaster if my computer was working. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So there are a lot of people in there that saying the audio is fine. So I'm going to stop worrying about it. I'm just going to stop worrying about it. And hopefully we go from there. So as I bring up this match listing, because I really wanted to see like the order of eliminations and such on the Royal Rumble match, Dean Ambrose, Kevin Owens went 20 minutes. It was a long one. Reminded me a little bit of how they like to do these long, cool gimmick matches in the Royal Rumble sometimes. Rock and Mick Foley, I mean, obviously had the really famous one at the Royal Rumble. But Dean Ambrose, Kevin Owens, they were using chairs. You know, this pay-per-view, I mentioned last week on the show, this pay-per-view was stealing Night of Champions gimmick. Every match was a title match, and all the titles were being defended. This first match almost stole the TLC gimmick. We were one short of being a ladder introduced into this match. I don't think there was a ladder, right? I mean, did I miss the ladder?
No, you had that later in the Rumble.
Yeah, that later in the Rumble with R-Truth, you know, the R-Truth spot, which I hope that becomes a yearly thing. That was funny, actually. I knew what was going on, but I enjoyed it nonetheless. Dean Ambrose, Kevin Owens. Dean Ambrose wins. He retains the Intercontinental Championship. Kevin Owens taking bumps through chairs. These guys going through tables. You know, Kevin Owens, the finish, a somersault forward from the top turnbuckle to a table set up on the outside, and he cannot get up before the count of 10. And unlike most last man standing matches in WWE these days, where you almost get up to 10 and then fall down, he just flat out never got up.
Right. And that was good.
He was dead. Kevin Owens was defeated soundly by Dean Ambrose, something that Dean Ambrose doesn't get to do on pay-per-view a ton of times. He doesn't get these big sound wins against guys who were main event pictures just, you know, 6 months ago.
No, but they made up for that loss with just his performance in the Rumble. I thought everything from dragging his leg to get into the ring to, getting in a fight with AJ to getting in the fight with Sam. I thought Kevin Owens was great throughout this show.
Yeah, Kevin Owens really came to play, no pun intended. Kevin Owens was fantastic in this Rumble. It almost was if, like, Kevin Owens a year ago was the guy who was coming in having the hot name off the indies, who was taking the spot from other people. And now 1 year later, you have Sami Zayn coming up to the main roster, maybe again. You have AJ Styles coming in. What happens with the other Bullet Club members? Shinsuke Nakamura, you know, was having his press conference on New Japan World at the time AJ Styles was in the Royal Rumble, crying, talking about leaving New Japan for this challenge that awaits him in WWE. Kevin Owens is now the guy who might see his spot lower on the card because of the foreigners coming in to WWE. The role reversed just 1 year later, and he's the guy who went into this Rumble trying to show, you know what, I still should be up here, and in fact, put me in the ring with these guys who are coming in.
Yeah, but he's also amongst that giant group of 500 guys, so I don't think it's going to be any lower than he was. I think it's just going to be a bigger pool of guys, perhaps. Hopefully not, but you never know.
Yeah. The second match on the show was our tag team championships, the New Day defending against the Usos, and the New Day retained the championships. They are still the tag team champions. So we were 2-for-2 with champions retaining at this point. Pretty good match, I thought. We had the regulars. We had Kofi Kingston and Big E. Xavier Woods was not anywhere on the show as far as in the ring. He managed to get the manager tag a couple of times, but he was not in the ring on this show. The Usos fail for the tag team titles, and now we are destined for that multi-man tag team match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But
that's all that needs to be said, other than they brought back a new trombone. So that's,
they did. Yeah. We have Francesca II, the trombone, which was the crowd pretty. They enjoyed this match a little bit, mm-hmm. and the New Day kind of saved some of the momentum they had lost over the last couple of weeks, bringing back Francesca II, the new trombone. You know, Xavier Woods getting the big pop for that. So the trombone is back. The trombone is back.
And for Usos New Day match, I thought it delivered the high standard that they usually have. It's a really good match.
Yeah. No, I liked it. I liked it as well. The third match on the show, Kalisto getting the U.S. title back from Alberto Del Rio. So Kalisto is now your United States champion. Alberto Del Rio was all over the Rumble match, all over, you know, being still in League of Nations. So I don't know exactly what they do. I still am thinking, even though we posed the question, could Brock Lesnar and Roman be the main event of Fastlane? Alberto Del Rio and Brock could very well be for Fastlane. Brock and Bray Wyatt could be for Fastlane. I mean, Brock has a lot of opportunities. We're going to find out most likely what happens tomorrow on Raw. But Kalisto winning the title back in about 12 minutes from Alberto Del Rio here.
I hope they get Kalisto and Alberto Del Rio as far as far as possible now. Because if they have another rematch tomorrow and Alberto Del Rio wins the title back, then we're destined for another month of these back and forth matches with rematch clause, rematch clause, rematch clause. Enjoyed the match overall. Now do something with Kalisto. Mm-hmm. Let's see what he can do.
Yeah. It wasn't by all means the best match in the show. Kalisto did. He missed the stomp onto the back into the code red type move. I can't remember what he calls that, if anything, right now at the moment. He missed that, but you know, Del Rio being a pro, Del Rio just kind of fell backwards like he was off balance, and he gets into the schoolboy. Everyone recovered from that spot very well. And the best thing you can hope for is when something doesn't go quite right, you recover well and you don't exemplify and exacerbate the failure. And they didn't do that. So that was a plus. I like this match a little bit, and you know, enjoyed it for what it was. And Kalisto winning was a little bit of a surprise, because as we talked about before, you changed the title on Raw, then SmackDown, you changed it again here. I wonder if it was just they changed the title on Raw, and you know what? We wanted that big moment on pay-per-view, so how about, because we failed, let's just switch it back and do whatever we want.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. That's what it was. They heard the pop for the title change, and they decided, we'll do that on pay-per-view now with a bigger audience. It'll be huge. I just don't think Kalisto has any championship heft, especially in still in that kind of Lucha Dragons mode.
Yeah.
You know, if they repackaged him in some way with a new getup, maybe, and, you know, let him cut some promos and get some strong wins as opposed to kind of like eking it out with a schoolboy or something to that effect, maybe. But right now he doesn't have the heft for it. And, you know, judging from his 1 week title run and the interviews he was doing there, I'm not sure he's going to have this belt for very long.
That's right. Thanks everyone for being in the chat. You have questions at Shake Them Ropes on Twitter, and we will try to get those onto the show. Everyone pretty hyped for AJ Styles in this Royal Rumble. I mean, we're going to get back to the Rumble match and the big news. Before we can do that, though, the main event of the singles matches, Charlotte, Becky Lynch for the Divas Championship, and a match that not only cemented a championship, but also started a program that we may see at Fastlane. We may see all the way through WrestleMania. But first, before we get to that, Becky Lynch, Charlotte, what'd you think?
It's the match that they would have if it was a WWE-style match. If you went in thinking it was going to be an NXT type of match, you were disappointed, I think. And you know, Ric Flair once again gets the better of Becky. They didn't do much for Becky being a... For all the complaints we had of her being a dumb babyface, she was a dumb babyface in this match. And I think we're setting up for a three-way at WrestleMania.
So you think three-way at WrestleMania? Because, yeah, after the match, we had Sasha Banks come out to a huge ovation.
Yeah.
Charlotte wins. Sasha Banks, she won with the help of Ric Flair. So Ric Flair was involved. Did you think anything of the forced kissing spot? Which Ric Flair has done before on television.
Yeah.
Many people have done this on television before. But now in this age, like, I mean, it's Ric Flair who has somewhat of a past of philandering.
Yes. Womanizing perhaps.
Sure. Okay. Becky, I mean, it was a forced kiss. It was unnecessary, as Quentin points out in the chat room.
I agree.
You know, there were some on Twitter that didn't think much of it. I necessarily didn't think much of it at the time, but when you think about it, yeah, I mean, Ric Flair is putting a forced kiss on a woman who did not want that, and that is, in this country, sexual assault. And should we be promoting that on television?
It's a good point. I wasn't thinking of it that way. I was thinking this is Vince McMahon's proclivities, and this is his instincts on how to book a women's match with a guy outside who is this character of Ric Flair. Oh, of course Ric Flair would do this in a match that Vince McMahon and company were thinking of. Mm-hmm. I just think he overshadows Charlotte a bit too much in this role, and I think he gets involved way too much to make Charlotte a strong enough heel to the point where it's almost like if you remember the Seth Rollins title run where people would continue, like J&J would continually interfere, Kane would continually interfere, so Seth Rollins never really got championship heft. It's starting to become that way with Charlotte a bit. I get what they're doing with her. I don't know. She got over well as a heel in NXT without Ric Flair. I don't understand why they can't do that here, but I do understand why they can't do that here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
I understand. So more or less.
This is the match that you would expect them to book if you told me we're taking two women and Ric Flair's managing one of them. This is the match I would expect.
Yeah. So yeah. We have Sasha Banks. See, what I think is going to happen.
Okay.
We have Fastlane. Let's not forget we have about 10 weeks until WrestleMania. There's a lot of time. Yeah. We have Raws to fill. We have SmackDown to fill. And we have WWE Fastlane. The history of WWE with women's championship matches on WrestleMania is not to put singles matches on there. That right. happens sometimes, but not all the time. And we have all these divas right now that are going around that are getting TV time. The focus has been on Becky and Charlotte lately. Now it seems the focus will be on Sasha coming in. Mm. I would see Charlotte and Sasha being more for Fastlane with a multi-woman match happening at WrestleMania, whether that's a three-way with Becky Lynch, whether that's a four-way with Bayley coming up, whether that's just a multi-woman match of any kind. I see Sasha and Charlotte happening at Fastlane.
I see Sasha and Charlotte happening at Fastlane, but I see Becky coming in and ruining it, perhaps.
And then they do three.
And then they do the multi-woman thing at WrestleMania. Charlotte overcomes, is the champion. They introduce yeah. Bayley on the Raw after.
Because
that's the template that they used last year, I think, as well. That's a template they used with Paige. I think that's also the template they used with AJ.
Bayley on the Raw after is a good idea, because if you do the yeah. three at WrestleMania and then Bayley comes the next night, oh, look at me. I was the fourth, remember? And Michael Cole on commentary when Sasha came out was talking about how Sasha was the final third of the three NXT women.
Yeah, and I can imagine the promo with Charlotte. I overcame this person. I overcame this person. There's no one on the roster in the Divas who can beat me. And then Bayley's music hits and big pop in the crowd.
Yeah. In the chat room, Death by Ego asked, is Nikki still injured? Now, WWE.com is supposed to run a story this week, and Nikki may even be the Michael Cole interview, where they're going to update on Nikki Bella's injury.
Do you buy it?
Do I buy that there's an injury?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I buy that there's an injury.
I was thinking a lot of this might be Total Divas type stuff.
Could be Total Divas. Maybe they're playing the injury into Total Divas. It may make sense that it's a Total Divas storyline. And okay. maybe just to get her off TV while they do the Becky program. And that way you just don't have Nikki flailing around and doing nothing. Mm. So it could be one of those too. Sean on Twitter says New Day should remain tag champs forever. And he's also holding out for AJ Styles and Chris Jericho at WrestleMania. Doing the old Chris Jericho, Shawn Michaels, just throw the two guys together to have a really good match.
What did you think of Chris Jericho in this Rumble?
Well, let's get to the Royal Rumble. The Royal Rumble, the 30-man Royal Rumble match. I mean, we talked about the hype early because it was AJ Styles showed up. Sami Zayn was there. A lot of different things happening in this Royal Rumble. I thought the Rumble was really good. Chris Jericho was there. The crowd seemed excited to see him, you know, so that's a plus. Chris Jericho is a guy that lately has been promoted as a top star in WWE, a main eventer, if you will, which he should be. Chris Jericho has been a main eventer in WWE. He's been the WWE champion. He's been a WrestleMania main eventer. This guy is a guy who's coming back and should be considered a main event, but kind of like Batista when Batista came back 2 years ago. A guy who should be a main eventer just doesn't have that steam. Like some guys keep the steam when they return. Chris Jericho, to me, doesn't have that steam right now as much as they try to push him as a main eventer. In the match tonight, though, I thought he was perfectly fine.
Okay. I thought he had lost a bit of a step in this match because, okay. to me, of any guy in the match tonight, the guy who you could see trying to force ways to, the ways that they have to figure out a way to stay in the ring without really looking like they're faking it a bit. Chris Jericho was bad in that respect, in terms of kind of like hoisting himself over the turnbuckle at one point to hold on when the momentum didn't carry him. There was a point where he stuck Ryback's foot on his throat and then jumped back, and the camera accidentally caught it. He looked every bit his age in this match. I'd like to see AJ and Chris Jericho. If Jericho can rest for a couple months and then do the match, and then that'll be a swan song, I'd love that. Chris Jericho's done nothing for me on this run. He's been a rather annoying babyface, almost to the point of turn off the TV heat for me. But, you can't deny he has charisma, and they've tried to push him as a main eventer. I just don't see him as a main eventer anymore, much like you explained with the Batista thing.
Well, alrighty. Hey, if you don't see him as a main eventer, then you know what? He's not a main eventer. He's done as a main eventer.
He's a guy. I mean, he's a guy doing comedy with the New Day. So,
Yeah.
Are the New Day main eventers?
Are the New Day main eventers?
Yeah.
It's interesting because it seems like they have been. It seems like they have been for a little period, but not anymore. Not anymore now that we have, other things going on. But I think it's good that we're halfway in. We're a half hour into the show here. As I'm playing around, if you're in the chat room, let me know if my audio just got better or worse.
It sounds a bit better to me.
Sounds a bit better to you?
Mm-hmm.
Why should it sound better to you?
I don't know.
I don't know either. This is my last beer too. I only bought, a six pack.
This is so odd because you have such a reputation for me for teetotaling. I thought I didn't think you drank.
I don't usually, but this weekend got to me. It's also the first time my girlfriend had met the extended family.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then
that's a reason to drink.
I need them to like her. I need her to like them. I wasn't so much worried about them liking her, but I was, you want everyone to be symbiotic.
That's the international symbol of seriousness right there. Take him to meet the fam.
Can you tell? I send better now. Great. Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, Rob's having a bad day, kids.
VoicesOfWrestling.com/YouTube to see me get drunker and drunker. I'm wearing clothes. I don't have pants on, so hopefully this doesn't veer down. Anyway, the Royal Rumble.
I have no idea what to do with that. Go
AJ
ahead.
Fucking Styles is here. Came in at number 3. We played some of the music in the intro. How awesome was the music? First question, how awesome was the music?
Music was great.
The music,
was great.
It's the church intro. It's the gospel kind of song intro, then rap mixed. And I don't know if you noticed. Hopefully you did. The gun going off in the intro and... Ooh. The AJ Styles, his entrance, still the Bullet Club entrance with the gun, the finger pointing, the finger guns. But yeah, the music starts with the slow back and forth gospel sound, and then it kicks into gear with the gunshot sound. Bullet Club's coming, folks.
Okay.
Bullet Club's coming.
And they're keeping the Bullet Club name, I guess, even though it's PG, perhaps.
I don't think they're keeping the Bullet Club name. No.
Okay.
No, they're not keeping, they don't own the Bullet Club name. They're not going to keep the Bullet Club name. So it's not happening. But that crowd, I really would be interested to see. I hope there's fan cam video, and there usually is, that you can go on YouTube and see AJ Styles' entrance. I want to know what the crowd saw on that entrance video. I still go back and watch Kevin Nash's entrance from the Royal Rumble 2011 with the fan cam version, because it's awesome to see the crowd react once you see his name show up on that screen. I want to see when the AJ shows up on that screen, how crazy these folks go. But the AJ Styles entrance at number 3 was a surprise. I did not expect this early if he was coming in.
Yeah, no, early I didn't expect it at all, but I thought they did a good job of it with, AJ didn't run down the ring. He took his time, walked in like a star, kind of checked the ropes, circled around with Roman a bit. You get the Tyler Breeze entrance in, they throw him out, they circle around again. And, they did a very, very good job of making it seem like they might set these two up for something later, hopefully.
Yeah.
As long as they don't kill him in the build. That'd be great with me. I'd be fine with that.
No, I absolutely expect them to do something with him. What that is, I mean, you could go with the Kevin Owens route. You can go with Chris Jericho. You can go anywhere. You can go anywhere with AJ Styles. He'll be on Raw tomorrow, right?
Maybe. If he's full-time, yes.
He'll be on Raw tomorrow, I think. Okay. I'm pretty sure.
Where is it?
Raw is in Tampa or Miami, one of those two.
Should be, then.
I'm pretty sure it's been Miami. I think.
Yeah, could I'm guessing a lot of people travel from Orlando to Miami.
I expect him. Oh, Miami will be an interesting crowd. Wherever Raw is tomorrow, I'm pretty sure it's Miami. It might be Tampa. Wherever it is, someone in the chat, if you know where Raw is tomorrow, let me know. But it's going to be a different type of crowd, I think. I'm sure they'll know who AJ Styles. Oh, and by the way, we got the answer to, will the crowd know who AJ Styles is?
Yes, I got hammered for that. And I said, hey, I made a culpa last week that it was going to be bigger than I thought it was. Yes, they knew who AJ Styles was.
And I'm not.
In fact, they knew him so well, they kept chanting for him after he was eliminated. So.
They did. But I mean, this is one of those things where I will go back. And Raw's in Miami. Thank you guys for letting me know in the chat. Raw's in Miami. Okay. Someone in the chat is saying that AJ Styles' Royal Rumble debut fan cam is already out there. So, we'll look for that. Don't look for it now. Stay tuned to this little show here where 30 minutes in, the audio is working. Those listening on the audio podcast later on, the audio has been fine the whole time. It's just this live stream sometimes that confuses little old me who's working. Someone asked the beer of choice, too. It's lame. It's not cool. Do you know what Angry Orchard is?
Yes. It's a apple cider.
Apple juice beer. And it's my favorite.
Okay.
It's my favorite. I'm a wuss.
I had my woodchuck phase. I'm good.
I took my first shot. I never had shots before. I'm 30 years old. I took my first shot last year in February.
How'd you get through college?
I just did.
Oh, okay.
Well, what happened on my first, the first party I ever went to in college, the very first party I went to was at a frat house, and a guy who was in the dorms two doors down from me and my roommate, we were both there, two doors down, almost died of alcohol poisoning at that party. We left as he was getting put into the ambulance. He was not back at school until the following semester. So he lasted 1 week, and that scared me for almost life.
I went to college not drinking and announced it proudly, which made me very popular.
Camel Light Numbers says, who cares? Drink what you want. Yeah, that's right. Drink what I want. I originally read that as who cares what drink you want. And I was about to come down on you, Camel Light. But then I reread it as I was about to come down on you. And you know what? High five. Or no, thumbs up. Thumbs up. Let's get back to the Rumble. Like. AJ Styles. Sami Zayn came in, had a good moment with Kevin Owens, and then he was eliminated somewhat unceremoniously.
Yeah, the only issue I really, really had with this Rumble, I didn't like the beatdown and then Roman walking off. It's like, you're defending your time. Everybody knows how the Royal Rumble works, including Vince McMahon, who's out there watching the beating. Throw Roman back in and throw him out. He's walking on his own power. Doesn't make him brave. It makes him leaving the match. Someone should stop and go, hey guys, he's going to come back eventually. I have the WWE Network. I've watched a few of these. Let's go get him. I can't strain my reality that far.
It was interestingly booked in that regard, because you obviously have Roman incoming at number one. He lasts for a long time. So he has that going for him, with AJ Styles lasted for a long time too. So AJ's in there for a while, which is a perfectly fine debut. Michael Cole even mentioned on commentary, what a perfectly satisfactory debut for AJ Styles. And well, you know, it really was. I mean,
It's just funny that they go, oh no, that was a pretty good debut for him.
He had two eliminations, pretty good debut for AJ Styles. The music works. People reacted like a big star. So he'll get a big reaction the next time he's out. But Roman Reigns enters at number one, eliminated number 28th. So only two guys, Dean Ambrose and Triple H obviously lasted longer as far as in the match goes. But Roman was pretty strong here. Now, you're right. The whole League of Nations comes down with Vince to eliminate him. So he's not eliminated by one guy necessarily. He's basically eliminated by the League of Nations. Okay? He's basically eliminated until Triple H throws him out. So now you have that story, which I think we all expected to be the story. Triple H takes his title. Triple H got his revenge on Roman. Now, Roman is coming for his title back from the COO of the company. Mm. I mean, talk about a conflict of interest right now, right? The COO of the company is your champion. So this guy ain't defending the belt on Raw anytime soon. His next match might be WrestleMania.
Triple H, he's such a brave COO because he actually entered the match instead of just declaring himself champ.
Yeah, no, he went in at a time, too, where Dean Ambrose was still alive. Like, it's not like he went in super cowardly. Triple H has to stay protected, remember? Triple H went in when he still had to win the match.
Yeah, it's just odd that I need to feel sorry for Roman now because, well, by the rules, Triple H could win the Rumble and then win the championship. So, you know, that's them's the breaks. I just love how they kept stressing that the Royal Rumble is no DQ and yet nobody ever comes in with a plan.
No one ever, everyone seems to want to win it, like, respected.
Fair. Yeah.
Yeah, and fairly. But no, R-Truth was going right in, you know, for the ladder. The ladder
I
spot
laughed
with
at
R-Truth.
That. I
it was funny.
I hated myself for laughing at that.
Have a sense of humor, people. It was pretty funny. Yeah. It was pretty funny. I didn't know he was going to be in the match first off, but once he comes out, I didn't even think of it. Okay, here comes R-Truth. Something will happen. I didn't expect that.
Question for you, just in hindsight, because
sure.
I can't remember.
Sure.
Is AJ Styles our only surprise entrant?
Well,
than Triple H?
Well, there weren't a lot of old names, but in theory, you could say Sami Zayn is a surprise entrant.
Okay. No,
AJ
no, that's
Styles,
fair. That's fair.
Triple H. Triple
yeah,
H
three.
Is a surprise.
Okay.
Yeah, so you had three of them right there. I don't know if there was anyone else that you would consider a surprise. Kane, maybe, because Kane kind of disappeared off TV for a while.
Follow-up question. Were you surprised that the rumor of Bronson, the Yeti, not being in the Rumble? Were
Josh.
You at all surprised by that?
So Josh yes. from Tough Enough. So this rumor began when Brian Alvarez said on his show with Vincent Verhey that the current plan at that moment was for Josh to be in the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Alvarez got worked. It's okay.
So.
I'm not dissing Brian Alvarez. Brian Alvarez was worked. Because Josh was never going to be in the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most people knew that.
Yeah.
He was never going to be in the Royal Rumble. Now, as for the guys who were in the match, who most impressed you aside from like the major names? Like, obviously, you know, AJ Styles was in there, did some cool stuff. We talked about how we didn't do the Styles Clash. The Styles Clash mm-hmm. is coming. It's okay. The Styles Clash is coming. Neville didn't do much in his. He didn't eliminate anyone. He was kind of quickly in and out. Who is the most appealing person in this match aside from AJ? And I will say aside from even Roman, unless Roman just impressed you that much.
Kevin Owens.
Yeah. Kevin Owens was the epicenter of what I figured to be the coolest moments in this match.
Yes, I agree. I mean, he stole this match by performing and not by athleticism necessarily, but by acting. He stole this match from quite a few people, I thought.
Yeah. My video is freezed. I'm going to have to send my camera into warranty because it keeps freezing in the middle of shows. And I don't know why it does it. It didn't do it on the Solo Live show. It just does it here. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick and tired of it.
My ugly face freezes your camera. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Quentin on the chat room says no one looked good in the Rumble. Honestly, no one stood out. And I will say that AJ Styles to me stood out. I will say Kevin Owens stood out in a way, but maybe we're in the bubble looking at Kevin Owens. Did Kevin Owens stand out to the casual fan? Or did Kevin Owens just stand out because we know the history with AJ, we know the history with Sami Zayn?
You know what? I could make the argument that AJ didn't stand out, as I did before, even though we disagreed on that originally. You can still make the argument legitimately that he didn't stand out all that much because he didn't get a lot of overpowering offense and throwing guys out. He wasn't made to, quote-unquote, look like a big star, if you will. If you wanted to make that argument, I could see that. Kevin, looking good is such a it's different criteria for everybody. You know, mm-hmm. most people want, you know, athleticism or brawling or something to that effect. You can make the argument that Kevin Owens didn't steal the or wasn't didn't have a great performance, but you can't say he wasn't compelling.
Right.
That's the issue, I think.
Yeah. No, I thought Kevin Owens was really compelling in this one as well. What I I'm really interested coming out of this Rumble. I was really hyped for this Royal Rumble match. I really was. I was looking forward to it kind of all weekend. Now, luckily for me, the time flew by because I had the thing in Chicago, so I didn't even think of it much yesterday. But coming back today, I was really excited for this Royal Rumble match, and it delivered to me. I enjoyed this Royal Rumble match. I enjoyed the surprises that happened. I enjoyed the story with them sticking to a plan. I'm glad Sheamus didn't win. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't have that, let's throw a guy who can win and then just change all our plans at Fastlane just so the crowd doesn't expect a winner. Like, we don't expect, people expected Triple H to win, right? Triple H was the favorite. Yeah. So yeah. I'm just glad they didn't ruin plans and throw something out there like Rusev winning, as cool as that may have been.
You know what? I really liked the Bray Triple H interplay too. Now that I've, you know, you were talking and that just popped in, you know, Bray Wyatt had a pretty good performance, I thought, in this Rumble overall.
Yeah.
The interplay with Brock and the interplay with Triple H, I thought was pretty good. And you know what? If he wants to be an agent of chaos now, he can go after the league and Triple H anytime. I'm all for that, but it's not going to happen, of course, because we have our set stories. But, you know, if they did that, that would be interesting. And the other thing that just popped in my head right now, interesting that they paid off the Jericho Dean Ambrose thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
On commentary.
They talked about it.
Wow,
well,
okay.
Michael Cole mentioned that Jericho had an issue with Dean at a pay-per-view last year. So as much as they could kind of go into it that way.
That was so weird. But no, Bray Wyatt is still a compelling character on TV. They just never, you know, as you said last week on our show, this is the time to push Bray Wyatt. This is the annual beginning of the year Bray Wyatt push, and then it just never builds after WrestleMania. It's just, okay, we're building up to WrestleMania, then we kill him, and then we have to figure out a way to build him back again.
I'm asking those in the chat room, live here at voicesofwrestling.com YouTube, flat out, yes or no, Royal Rumble, enjoyable pay-per-view, yes or no? So we'll see what kind of feedback we get on there.
And if you say no, go watch the Rumble from last year and tell me that this wasn't more enjoyable, because I watched it earlier today and I just went, wow, they just missed every single opportunity to redeem themselves last year.
I just wanted to get, like, because again, I didn't see the Twitter feedback. I wasn't paying attention to the Twitter feedback. I've been trying to monitor the chat room as best I can as I get my camera to work and so forth. So I've just been looking at it, but yeah, it looks like, you know, Death by Ego is the only one who kind of, you know, contracts and says middle of the road.
Fair enough. I can make that.
It seems to be positive. WNC on Twitter says, after getting squashed by Cena, Undertaker and Brock at WrestleMania, gotta hope next year Bray targets someone like Ziggler or some shit, because Bray keeps going for these big names and keeps failing.
He could beat Brock, maybe at Mania. That'd be interesting. I don't think it's gonna happen, but it'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it could be. I mean, are you surprised? Brock wasn't in the final four, was he?
No.
Brock was eliminated.
It was Dean.
Yeah, he was eliminated
Dean,
number 21.
Triple H, Roman, and Sheamus, I believe, were the final four. Was Bray won the final four. It was either Sheamus or Bray.
Sheamus, Roman, Triple H, and Dean.
Yeah.
That's right. Bray Wyatt was eliminated 25th by Triple H and Sheamus. So you had the League of Nations kind of working with Triple H a little bit until, you know, it all backed up. Brock Lesnar had four eliminations. Braun Strowman had five. Braun Strowman's still quite wooden. He reminds me of Mason Ryan when Mason Ryan debuted. Like, all the shots take way too much motion.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Mason Ryan was. And Mason Ryan got a little bit better. But Braun Strowman is just this big dude who, I mean, it's going to take a long time.
They were trying to build him. You can tell that this Rumble, we're going to build this Braun Strowman up. He's going to eliminate Kane, Big Show, Mark Henry, and he's going to have a great feud with Brock.
Yeah.
It ain't going to work. Nobody's getting behind this Braun Strowman storyline at all, I don't think.
I can't wait until the AJ Styles theme is out there available so people can actually listen to it. No, just because it was really good. I liked it. I mean, and they usually release the whole themes on iTunes, especially. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but American Alpha Males on Twitter said, Shake Them Ropes just mentioned the gunshot noise in Styles' theme song. I hadn't heard it until just now. Go back and listen. It's there. It's what kicks off the theme. And on pay-per-views, on matches where AJ Styles wins and they don't play the little setup to the song where they kind of cut out that little slow entrance on songs, it'll start with the gunshot. It's going to be the AJ Styles theme song. I love that theme song. I'm a big theme song guy.
It sounds a lot like, I want to say DMX, but I'm trying to remember the theme.
It did sound, I mean, as far as the rapping style, it wasn't quite as hard and gravelly as DMX.
Right.
but kind of in that vein, kind of in that vein.
Yeah, no, it's a cool little theme song. And you know what? A good theme song will help a guy get over.
Can you tell us what you think will come from this pay-per-view on Fastlane and WrestleMania? So just to clarify and just to kind of throw it all out there in one little swoop here, I want to get your thoughts too. But at Fastlane, if I had to predict what was happening, and there's a couple of directions that they could go, I would say Brock and Bray at Fastlane is the match. I would say Roman Reigns versus, and that's the issue. I don't know what Roman will do because I don't think Triple H is the Mania match. So what does Roman Reigns possibly do? Maybe a League of Nations combo again? Was there someone else in this match that kind of made a story for Roman?
Unless you wanted to stick AJ in there, but no. Nobody other than that.
I don't want to stick
AJ. You know
AJ
what? It might be they put Brock in. Oh, they might do one of those convoluted things where they put Brock against the Wyatt family, they put Roman against the League of Nations, and whoever looks the best is going to get the match with
Triple H. They could do the four-way. They could do the four-way for the number one contendership where Brock doesn't have to lose a match. They can do Brock, Roman, Sheamus, and who would be the fourth one? Del Rio or Bray.
Yeah.
You could have Del Rio in the match instead of Sheamus too. They could do a four-way at Fastlane. Wouldn't be the first time they did a four-way, so they can protect somebody. Roman Reigns was in a four-way that he could be protected from when he was on his rise as a single star. So they could do that too. I think Sasha and Charlotte is for sure happening at Fastlane. And I
do too.
I almost considered, because Fastlane is in Cleveland, which is 3.5 hours from where I am. I had no intention of going to Fastlane. Now with Charlotte and Sasha, I'm actually intrigued. I don't know if it's going to happen because if people come back and give me a second chance on the audio issues, I love it. I hopefully it worked out. But I would like to do a pay-per-view after Fastlane so we can get live reaction to Fastlane, because that will be the true. I know Royal Rumble is supposed to be the kickoff to WrestleMania. We don't know shit about WrestleMania right now, except for Triple H will be in the main event.
No, I'm thankful that they don't do Elimination Chamber in February anymore, because that was just a bit too much to have Rumble and then something like that and then WrestleMania.
Off-topic prediction, do you see an Elimination Chamber match happening this year?
Yes, and it'll be network exclusive.
Network exclusive chamber once again coming here in WWE. Yeah, I mean, this Rumble, man, I'm going to go back and watch some of it. I'm probably going to watch the whole Rumble match again.
Let's see. What else do we have? We might have something like Kalisto versus, say, Rusev to give him a good win.
Kalisto versus maybe someone else in the League of Nations.
In the league, I think. I think we're going to have probably – we may have another four-way at Fastlane with Owen, Zane, Dean, and AJ. That could happen.
Yeah, Luke Harper had four eliminations in the Royal Rumble match. So good for Luke Harper. How many did Kane have? Did Kane go towards his record? No, he had one.
He had R-Truth, right?
He had one elimination, the
R-Truth. I didn't realize Luke Harper had four.
He had four. Yeah, I'm looking.
I love Luke Harper.
Luke Harper eliminated Stardust, Neville, and he combined to eliminate Mark Henry and Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
So Luke Harper may have eliminated the most inconsequential person in the match, as well as the most consequential person in the match. But yeah, The Miz, no eliminations. Poor Miz.
Someone brought up the rules again about Royal Rumble. You have to get in the ring before the next guy comes down, right? I thought that was the rule. Well, they forgot that.
Is it a rule?
Yeah, it
used to be
a rule.
Wasn't there one year where Santino kind of just hung outside for no reason?
I thought he went in the ring first, and then he got thrown out ducked out real quick after getting in the ring, so that technically he hadn't broken the rules. I wasn't sure about that because I thought that was the Jerry Lawler rule, that you had to get in the ring first before you could do all that chicanery. But maybe that's just me being too big on continuity. I'm an old man. I can remember these things.
Apple juice beer goes down smooth.
It's not apple juice beer. It's
apple juice beer. In fact, apples. Kids, if you're out there, go try it. It's apple juice beer. No, don't try
now,
kids.
Now, hold on. What is Lane? Is Lane like a microbrew in your local area? Because I've never heard of Lane beer.
Lane. What am I saying?
You said the beer before you started drinking Angry Orchard was Lane, L-A-N-E?
No. I don't know. I don't know if I said that. It's not what I meant.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know what I don't. Yeah. Cheers, everybody.
I love that people said, oh, Jeff's not the broadcast professional because he looks like he's in a Starbucks. I've never been on air.
You do tonight look like you are in a Starbucks.
Look, it'll be fixed.
The video works.
The next
I tell you what, the video works better than it does when you're not, when you're on your computer. It really does.
Yeah. Well, it's a new iPhone I got over Friday.
That's right. Lame beer. Yeah. I said lame beer.
Oh, lame.
Lame beer. Like Miller Lite.
Miller Lite's my beer, motherfucker.
Like Miller Lite, because Miller Lite don't pay me nothing.
Thanks, Brock.
They ain't sponsoring this show.
Bud Light don't pay me. I'm gonna have some Coors Light getting top of my wife.
I'm getting a little worried about punk fighting.
Oh, are you?
I'm getting a little worried. The dude says he wants to fight 8 times.
Okay.
In UFC, this is getting ridiculous.
What other comments do we have about the Rumble? Because this is a Rumble post show. Let's do the Rumble stuff, and then we'll go on to Punk and anything else on Tuesday.
It's a Rumble post show Tuesday. Okay, so I have a couple announcements before we do one more question for you about the Royal Rumble. I have announcements, and why not do it right now while I'm thinking of them? Tuesday, we're going to be back with the audio podcast. We had a question in the chat: will the full stream be uploaded later? Yes. If you're watching right now live and you didn't start at the beginning of this live Royal Rumble recap show, immediately after the show closes, the entire stream is up on the YouTube page. So subscribe, youtube.com/voicesofwrestling. The audio podcast will be uploaded in about an hour from now, about 1 a.m. Eastern. The full audio podcast will be up there. If you subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, you can get it that way. If you are listening via those means right now, thank you so much for listening to our show. And I hope that you would consider joining us for a live show when you are available later in the future. We should be back at Fastlane. We'll be back. We're going to figure out Dallas plans because there's a lot of stuff going on in Dallas, and I don't know if we'll be able to do live streams while we're in Dallas, but I'm trying to see if there would be interest in doing maybe on a small scale, some type of fan gathering or a live podcast of some kind. I mean, I don't know if we're, this will be
dual voices thing.
It'll be super humbling when we have two people show up for our live podcast, but hey, we'll see what we can do. Yeah, because Joe Lanza should be down there from the Voices of Wrestling podcast.
Dylan Hales and who else shows up?
Dylan Hales will be might be there. Who knows? We'll see. Former guest of the show. Why don't you guys come back in all the time? Oh, about the Royal Rumble. That's a good question. We'll get to that question. Because it kind of goes into the no DQ aspect of the Royal Rumble that Jeff brought up. But other announcement, tomorrow night after Monday Night Raw, because tomorrow's Monday Night Raw might be an important show and we might have the debut of AJ Styles, I will be back here on the live stream doing another VOW live show, taking your calls on everything Royal Rumble and WWE Raw. So tomorrow night on this very YouTube channel around 11:10 Eastern time or whenever I can get the stream up and running, I will be back for VOW Live, where we will do a live pod here on YouTube. You can watch, call in, chat, and get on the show with whatever you think about the Royal Rumble or Raw. The question, why don't guys come back into the Royal Rumble match? We saw the League of Nations do it. We saw the Bray Wyatts, the Wyatt family do it. Why don't more guys do it? If you're Roman Reigns, go out there and attack Triple H so at least he can't win. Let your brother Dean Ambrose win.
Because that would detract from the story.
It's one of those things where you kind of just got to give them license. It doesn't make sense for Roman Reigns to go back in. So you can't just say, why doesn't everyone go in?
The problem is they should never establish that as a rule in the first place. And then you don't have these types of questions. But they can't help themselves at times. They're trying to out-clever us before we can figure things out. So that they'll go, well, now it's no DQ. Oh, it's no DQ. How come nobody brings chairs in the ring anymore? How come nobody, knee pads over jeans and weight belts and, you know, make it a bunkhouse? This is the poetic license part of the show, unfortunately.
So we'll wrap up with some of the comments from the chat room. Don't scratch your neck so close to the mic.
Sorry.
We'll get to the comments here. It's your boy, Chub Rock, asks, did we think that Jeff Hardy was going to return tonight in the Royal Rumble? I thought there was a 5% chance. I really did. If you say, did you expect any Hardy to return at the Rumble? I would have given you 15%. I don't care if he's the TNA champion. I would have given you 15% odds that a Hardy would have shown up at the Royal Rumble tonight. Did you have any thought to Jeff or Matt in the Royal Rumble?
Chub man is the man with the plan. Chub rock, a, you know, a judo, a chop, chop, chop. Sorry, I love Chub rock.
All right, that's your answer to that question. Moving on to the next one.
Move on. I had no big deal about Hardy. No.
Carson Palmer, thumbs up, thumbs down.
He ate it today, didn't he?
Danny H., longtime listener, and he's called into the show a couple of times. He'll be in Dallas. He lives in Dallas.
Sweet.
So there you go. We might have a third coming in. We had a couple of, there was a comment here I wanted to get to. I really wanted to get to, let's see, live pod. People are excited about that. I'm excited too. Hopefully it works pretty well. OVOXO says, I'm still going to download the podcast from iTunes, but it's so much sexier live. I appreciate that. It's all
you're
Jeff.
The sexy.
It's
you're bringing
Jeff.
The sexy. No, you're bringing the sexy.
It's all Jeffrey.
Scratching my neck on the air.
And also, because this really should be the AJ Styles show. He's here in WWE. Yes. Did you see the TNA hubbub from this weekend with their Twitter message?
Oh God. It would have just been better if they had just let it go.
What are you doing, TNA? You put out a statement saying we almost signed AJ Styles, but we couldn't quite do it because he backed out. That's supposed to make you look how. I understand that they're from their thinking, the only logical explanation could be that they wanted to turn their hardcore fans against AJ so that they don't follow AJ in WWE, so that they stay and watch TNA and turn on him.
Well, they also described him as their Sting. So that just it made no sense. There's no other type of situation that's parallel where saying this works. Why would it work here? It's not, if a football team came out and goes, man, we tried to sign that big free agent, but he used us to get a better deal with a better team. How does that make you look good?
It reminds me a little bit.
It means you suck. Yes. Nobody wants to come play for you. That's what that means.
If you're a basketball fan, it reminds me a little bit about DeAndre Jordan going from the Clippers to the Mavericks almost. But before a deal could be signed, the Clippers got him to come back. And this is WWE. Maybe they didn't even know TNA was actually making an offer. It doesn't matter. They're not trying to defeat TNA. They're trying to get AJ.
Rob, as a Cincinnati Bengals fan.
Yeah.
This happened for a decade with my team because they sucked so hard that other teams would, or other players like big money free agents would come in and say, "Oh yeah, I'm looking at the Bengals. They look like be like a franchise on the rise." And then they, you know, everybody would say, "No, the Bengals suck," and they'd use that as leverage to get a deal with a better team. It's all that is. It's like, well, we're trying, guys. We're really trying, but.
Where
he wants to take our money. Well, that's because your team sucks.
Brandon Baxter in the chat asks, where does The Rock now fit into WrestleMania? And The Rock fits into any type of speaking role because he's not wrestling.
Is that Brandon Baxter from the old World Class by chance?
World Class Brandon Baxter? Sure. I don't know.
Teen or Kids Beat or whatever he was the host of, and then later became a manager in the indie scene.
Yeah.
The Rock is going to be in a...
He'll be in a speaking role.
Hosting role, speaking role. He may come out to greet everybody. He may come out at the end to raise Roman's hand at the end.
So that, yeah, because that worked so well the first time.
I didn't say it was a good plan.
Could be the Usos. Could be raising the Usos' hand. Why not? Just raise every Samoan's hand. Why don't you, Rock?
It could be he's in the corner for Roman and Vince and Stephanie are in the corner for Triple H.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that could be it. Did you like how they chose to show AJ's entrance? This comes from Grammarian on Twitter. Or on the chat room, they didn't switch to a shot of AJ until he was out there doing his pose. They showed the Roman reaction with the crowd, similar to how they did Kevin Nash's entrance when he showed up at the 2011 Royal Rumble, where they didn't show him coming out. They showed the crowd reaction to him. I thought it was cool to listen to the music and not exactly know, like CM Punk. When CM Punk came back and brought in the Living Color entrance music, they did not show the entrance ramp. They showed the music playing and John Cena going, what's going on?
Like, they missed the AJ opening Titantron shot.
They missed,
and that would have made it.
And that's what I want to see. I want to see the Titantron. But I thought it was a cool little change of pace to show Roman's reaction. Like, who could this be? I don't recognize that music. To listen to the crowd just go ape. When the Titantron probably showed the AJ symbol right there. And back and forth, that Titantron, when they did show it, was just showing AJ and then saying the phenomenal one. So they don't obviously have a lot of footage to show on there unless they're going to go back into their archives showing that one velocity match he had, or what was it called back at the back in the day? What was their show? Access. Or what was their show called?
I think he had it Metal? Right with Velocity or no, Heat.
WWF Metal.
Metal.
And Jacked. All right, so you have the brief footage. But I thought the presentation of AJ Styles tonight was 100%. I'll say home run. AJ Styles, great.
I'll say triple because I want to see the Titantron as the same time as the crowd. And I want to be able to, when the name comes up, I want to react when the crowd reacts. You show the reaction of the crowd after they show the name on the Titantron, and we missed that shot. I think that's a very important shot to get. It's a triple. The overall presentation was great, but I want to see the Titantron as the same time as the crowd. I don't want to be going, okay, what's going on? Who is this? Okay, they know before I do. That was my problem.
Now, we had the reaction live. Obviously, the live crowd and us in the wrestling bubble, if you will, know who AJ Styles is. Wrestling Memes on Twitter tweeted out a graphic of Google Trend searches for AJ Styles. And this is kind of put it in more perspective. Google Trends for AJ Styles going back all the way to 2005. Pretty good. Okay. It spiked in January of 2014 when he had the match with Kota Ibushi. It wasn't Kota Ibushi. It was Tetsuya Naito. At last year's Wrestle Kingdom, I believe it was Tetsuya Naito. It spiked then. And then going in through 2016 here, I mean, absolutely crazy spike here at the Royal Rumble, which you would figure. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that may not know who AJ Styles is. So I'll retweet that at Shake Them Ropes for those who want to go see that. Chris Allen on Twitter says, Rob, you might need this, a few hat-based recipes for you, bro. And JML on Twitter says, sorry to burst the bubble, but it's not a gunshot, but a crashing sound similar to Foley's theme. Well, we'll wait and see, because gunshot makes sense, no?
Makes sense, but he might be right.
Styles clash might be a crash. Maybe. That's why I want to hear the theme. I want it to come out on iTunes. I want to see the Titantron video. I'm interested.
Let me ask you one more question about a match that wasn't the Rumble. Was the Sasha Banks reintroduction, did that rehab her, in your opinion?
I love Sasha Banks, but before I get to that, I want to get to this comment that just came in on Twitter from someone who was there.
Okay.
A live report now from the Titantron. Right. Brady at Shake Them Ropes. The Tron said, I am. And then the pop came when Phenomenal came onto the board. So I am. And then Phenomenal showed up on the board. So there you go. That would certainly do it. People react to the Phenomenal. I mean, he's the Phenomenal one. He's AJ Styles. Sasha Banks' entrance coming out tonight. Yes. In fact, I would go so far as to say that the only way this could have been better as if when Charlotte and Becky came up to Raw, Sasha stayed in NXT and then debuted tonight. They could have done everything they had done previously, everything that we bitched and moaned about the Divas Revolution, getting to the same point, except Sasha Banks now debuting at the Rumble. That's the only way it could have been better. And I would love it. And I would forgive everything that happened previously, because this is what we're getting now. We're getting Charlotte in a singles role, facing challengers from Becky, facing challenges from Sasha. This is what we waited for. This is what I am excited for. I am excited for Sasha and Charlotte, and I really hope they give it to us. I hope they give it to us in a meaningful role. I'm excited for it.
I am too, and I agree with everything you said. We didn't have to see Sasha at all with that terrible New Day Light act with Team Bad. As much as they gel together on social media and on things that aren't on screen, the stuff that they've done for like pay-per-views and stuff, it's been god awful.
They have if you're shopping on Shop, voicesofwrestling.com/WWE shop, AJ Styles has shirts. AJ Styles has shirts that you can buy right now. Brock Lesnar Austin Aries shirts are on sale.
Oh yeah, that's right,
Austin Aries shirts.
Spoilers.
It's not a spoiler for anything. They're on the website. WWE Twitter and their website introduced the debut of AJ Styles. I mean, this is a thing that WWE has spoiled for themselves, but AJ Styles, I am Phenomenal, the authentic t-shirt, the new Triple H shirt. And you can get buy one, get one for $5 off, it looks like. Voicesofwrestling.com/WWE shop will support this show and voicesofwrestling.com. If you do end up shopping for any of your WWE merch, click through the link voicesofwrestling.com/WWE shop and then go shopping like normal, and you support this website at the same time. And while I'm just on the plug thing, very quickly, if you would like to support this show and improve it and let us do it a little bit more often, like the VOW live shows that I'm doing on Monday, getting something done for WrestleMania, we do accept donations. You can as small as you want, as big as you want. You don't have to donate at all. I'm not trying to beg here. If you would like to support the show and show your support, you can send donations. The link is in the description for this video, voicesofwrestling.com/STR. It is secure via PayPal. So go through the description here at YouTube and you can donate that way. And we would greatly appreciate it. And you can send a note along. If you do donate, send a note along and we will thank you on air, Jeff and I, and we will give you mass praise.
This is for Jeff's new microphone. So please. Yes.
Go ahead.
Question for you.
Yeah.
What number title is this for Triple H?
15?
I was wondering how close to Flair he was.
Because he was two away at the time.
Right.
I believe they stopped short. So this is 15. God, he may somehow get there. I didn't think ever see another Triple H title run. I didn't think it would happen. Now, obviously, as this program got going with the Authority and Seth Rollins gets hurt, it was looking that way, like it would happen again. But it's amazing. It really is amazing. Here in 2016, Triple H, and we may have been accused on the chat. I didn't see it if we were, but you know, you might be listening there at home on this podcast version. 14 times. They said 14 times. So if that's title, I thought for sure he already had 14.
Okay.
And that this was 15. But everyone is coming in saying this is 14. So there you go. 14 titles. Are we burying the lead by talking more about AJ and the other matches and not mentioning that, yes, in 2016, Triple fucking H is the world fucking champion?
Without the swearing? No. I don't know. Can we really be all that shocked if he was the favorite to win by most betting standards?
Not a shock. I don't say more of a shock to win. I say more of a shock that...
to be champ?
He's the champion here.
Okay, but how much does the title mean in 2016?
This apple juice beer actually helps my voice a little bit, I think. The title doesn't mean a whole lot. I mean
does it mean as much as Flair holding it in 87?
It's important. Look at all the talk about...
It's important.
About,
no, you're right.
Look
you're
at all
right.
the talk about Roman Reigns. Obviously, right. if people didn't see the importance in the WWE title, no one would give a crap about Roman Reigns and the position he's in. And I wonder with that, too, because it's weird what we're doing in this world where it's as if we want Roman Reigns to be the top guy and we're mad that WWE is ruining it. Are we mad that they're ruining the Roman Reigns push, or are we mad that Roman Reigns is getting the push in the first place?
I think we're mad that they're ruining the push by doing the same thing that they did with the Daniel Bryan push, that they've been doing with similar pushes for the past 15 years. It's the Authority, and until they get away from a story that's not the Authority, it's going to be like this, I think.
I see the potential in Roman Reigns. Maybe I'm the only one. I'm not the only one, I'm pretty sure. I see the potential in Baron Corbin. And to me, in NXT, they're doing Baron Corbin maybe perfectly. Like, I don't know what else you would do with Baron Corbin. I'm loving it. And no spoilers ahead, but I'm loving what the idea is going forward with Baron Corbin. I just don't get what everyone is so mad about with Roman Reigns. I like Roman Reigns. I thought his rise to the top while in the Shield was very well done. I thought early on, before he got hurt, very well done. It was when, after he got hurt and it was obvious they were trying to make him the biggest top guy, where I think their own pushing of Reigns turned the crowd kind of against him. I don't really think it was anything Reigns did. And then you can kind of blame Reigns a little bit with the way he was delivering promos, which I don't give full blame to Roman, because you could see him doing backstage promos when he was with the Shield, when he was doing things with Renee Young. The guy had a personality and he was talking and it was real.
Now, did you see the thing on WWE.com for R-Truth's birthday?
Yes.
Roman Reigns was great on that.
It's the real Roman Reigns, guys. And this is Roman Reigns in the John Cena role, where he's the guy who has to close the show and make something feel cool. And Roman Reigns was perfectly fine, guys.
Yeah, he was great in that. But there's a thing with actors where when the lights come on, they lose all natural personality whatsoever because they remember they have to act. That's what happens to Roman Reigns.
Yeah. This is an interesting thought too. We didn't think about Dean Ambrose being in with Kevin Owens and AJ Styles, but Dean Ambrose, Kevin Owens.
I did.
You with Dean? Okay. With Dean?
Yeah.
All right. I know we thought about it with Sammy.
Okay.
What about a four way? Throw all of them in there for the Intercontinental title.
I suggested that about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was probably sipping.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell you. I didn't hear it.
It's quite all right, Rob.
If that's what you said, that's a great idea, Jeff.
Oh, no. I just don't want every match to be a multi-person thing. I don't think it will, but it seems like that's always the trope that they use. Like, well, we got all these guys. Let's throw them all in a match together.
We've gone on somewhat long. I want to thank everyone for, hey, we didn't lose people. I love that you all joined us. I know I pushed this kind of hard and I was hoping that we would get a good turnout here. It's pretty late. It's 12:30 on the East. So thank you to everyone who joined us here on the live show. I will get better in the management of the video for you all. Because I'm not doing this to be like, I need to be a perfectionist. I don't want all of you to spend an hour and a half here and I fail you with the audio. I don't want you to have to sit through bad audio and bad video. So I'm trying to do it so that all of you watching get a good product from us. So when I say stuff like this, I take it personally because I want to make sure I have it right so you guys aren't sitting through crap. Because I know if I was here for an hour and a half, I wouldn't want to sit through crap. So I appreciate everyone for watching live, listening to us live. The podcast will be up later. For those listening on the podcast, thank you for downloading the show. Follow us at Shake Them Ropes on Twitter. And please don't, unfollow me when I go on crazy rants about TNA mentioning how AJ Styles was almost signed.
No, and I'll have my audio set up for Tuesday, so we'll be much better then. And I also don't like listening to crappy audio and watching crappy videos, so yeah. Now, totally understand your...
I say all that how I wanted to get everything right while six beers in. So I apologize for that. I mean, obviously I'm just a glass
case. I'm looking pretty good right now, aren't I?
I'm a glass case of contradiction here right now. Danny S. in the chat room, 6:30 a.m. in Germany right now. So if you're listening from Germany, great. AJ Styles, Randy Orton is a suggestion. I like AJ Styles being in an important match. Final thing, yes or no, Jeff. This will be what we go out on. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Back. Huh?
I don't think Orton's coming back, but
no,
okay.
Not Orton. I don't think – probably not for the WrestleMania, but – but AJ and Orton, I would like. I would actually like that. Orton versus Seth Rollins at WrestleMania was great. We'll go out on this right now. Yes or no? Shinsuke Nakamura working a match at WrestleMania?
No.
All right. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening. Jeff, thank you for joining us via your phone. It was a great production. We will be back tomorrow, Monday night after Raw, for VOW Live. And we will be back Tuesday with Jeff for Shake Them Ropes, talking all the fallout from WrestleMania. Not WrestleMania, but the road to WrestleMania from Monday Night Raw. And I will not drink again on the show.